Hello, I'm Kiara, world traveler, trauma-informed breathwork facilitator, and somatic psychotherapist in training. In this podcast, we deconstruct outdated societal norms and shed some light on what it means to be human. From taboo topics such as orgasms to vulnerable conversations on childhood trauma, no topic is off limits. You'll walk away with alternative healing modalities, embodiment tools, and most importantly, a new perspective. In a world where most people are just surviving, I want to help you thrive. Now let's go deeper. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, yeah, who you are and what you offer into the world.
So my name is Allison, and right now I'm living in Southern New Jersey, and I have gone on a spiritual journey through a lot of different modalities that I was drawn to help myself move through some like really difficult times in my life. So I became a Reiki master. I became a yoga teacher, and then I went deep into meditation and looking at oracle cards and just looking at hypnotherapy and all different ways that I could help myself heal. And I became so interested in it that I wanted to help others too. I wanted to share all of this with other people. So I just recently launched my own business as a life purpose coach too. So I get to create like customized containers for people that want to go deeper into their purpose and deeper into themselves and their own healing along the way and sort of define like what they also want to bring out into the world. It's been really amazing, amazing experience for me.
I love that. Yeah, I love what you brought in about deeper into themselves, bringing people deeper into themselves.
Once we know ourselves really deeply, we can, I feel, access our gifts better because they're not clouded by like our shadows and our traumas so much. We get to connect more to our higher selves and all the goodness that's inside us without like that inner critic getting in the way all the time.
Yeah.
So Kiara, tell me about you too, because like, since we met on our retreat, which was amazing, we were so busy at that time. I just want to hear about like how you got to where you are right now too.
Totally. Yeah. And I love that you mentioned the retreat, because I remember meeting you and having conversations were very like present based, and even having you ask me certain questions about myself or my path had already kind of see myself clearer. So wow. I just love the way you ask questions, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. I received that. Thank you. Let me share before you start too, that when I met you, I felt you are so deeply connected to the earth and to the earth elements and to like, just, I feel ancestral practices that you can really bring out, that you have within you to create. I mean, that's just something that I intuitively see within you, but you just have a beautiful spirit and a beautiful, like loving, welcoming, open energy to you. And I was really drawn to like just connect with you too, because it's amazing. You're amazing.
That retreat was amazing. Yeah. And I'm so happy that I met you.
Same.
So about me. Yeah. I haven't recorded a podcast in many months, so it feels a bit different to me. And it's so funny that you asked this, because as I was listening to you and as I was starting off this podcast, we kind of just like went in head first, and I'm just like, oof, like, something's different. Like, from 2 years ago to today, like, I feel this, like, inner strength and, yes, like, connection to my ancestors and this, like, power that I hold deep within my belly, like, in my sacrum, in my pelvis, of this, like, a bigger capacity, I suppose, that I didn't know I had and didn't even know was there, that I've cultivated these past few years as I deepened into my spiritual journey.
Right. That's beautiful that you could see the growth too. Sometimes we can't see the growth because we're so in it, but you were able to take a step back and recognize how much you leaped forward. That's incredible.
Totally. Yeah. And I think it's important to see it and to celebrate it. So I'm doing like a little mini wiggle right now. Yes. That's why you're like, I can't see me. It's like, it's happening. This work is so worth it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so true.
So the topic that we chose for today is spiritual materialism and how it impacts us. And I feel like a lot of what we just spoke about not just increasing capacity, but getting to know ourselves deeper. And I think you also mentioned the shadows, like uncovering shadows. And I feel like this topic is so perfect of like the shadow within spiritualism, because there is shadow within that, right? I don't know if you want to add to that or speak more to that.
Yeah, it's always a process. For me, it's been being able to acknowledge and accept the shadow part without judgment. That's been, I would say, like a key for me to moving forward. Instead of finding something that I feel is a part of me that's like tender or wound or like just hasn't matured yet, instead of shaming it, saying, oh, that's so interesting. That's so interesting that I do that. And then be able to like reframe and move forward. Okay, I've been doing that. Now, how do I want to move forward? And allow it to not be so so steeped in emotion about like thinking, oh, I should be farther along than I am right now. Why haven't I figured this out yet? Those were all things that I used to do. And I find myself being able to just move things through things more quickly. Even if I notice the pattern continuing to show up in my life, I'm much more able to just recognize it, own it, and say, okay, is this really getting me where I want to go now? Or is there a better way?
Yeah.
What about you? How have you experienced shadows like in your growth? Since it just comes with the territory. If you're going to go into spirituality, you're going to be uncovering shadows.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like the beginning of my spiritual journey, it was just that, like, shadow work, deep pulling at like all of these like things that like I found within myself and even in my external environment that just reflected me.
Right.
In the process. Yeah. But I think as I sit here now, like answering the question, I feel like one of my deepest shadows is actually the shadow hunter within me.
Oh, really? Okay. Tell me more about that.
It's like this part of me that like wants to pick at my shadows all the time. Oh. Like, oh, let me see. Like, where's that shadow? Where's that? It's like this constant need to fix or like to like go into the deepest, darkest depths and like come out alive. It's almost this like masochist like part of me that just wants to like, you know, like and I think it's full of it stems from this innate sense of I'm not okay where I'm at right now.
Right. So we both got, that's interesting. We both got to the same place. Just kind of framing it in different ways. Yeah. Because I recognize that too when I used to come across Is it a shadow though sometimes, or is it just part of your journey that we want to compare ourselves to everybody else, you know?
We're oh, like, yeah.
There's that too.
Oh my God, completely.
Yeah.
Comparing to other people. And I mean, that kind of just brings me to the spiritual materialism aspect,
right,
that comes from that. It's just like, oh, you have the next big thing. You have the necklace. You have right. the... What is it? The big giant furry coats and
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And bohemian apartment, you
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Certainly like collecting things. I feel like collecting things that reminded me of spirituality or things that I felt were going to be helpful to me to help me tap into something. Part of it would just be like, oh, I think that's like a beautiful piece, you know, that I just want to have with me because it brings me joy. And then part of it was that, oh, I need to be fixed. And this is the way that I'm best able to fix it is by having this crystal or having this chime or this special journal that is going to represent me. You know, getting into my self-love, like, yeah. Oh, what did you find when you were like just picking and choosing what you were drawn to like invest in?
Yeah. Before I answer that, now I'm realizing like the similarities in shadow work and pick an app and objects, like mm-hmm. you're saying, it's mm-hmm. like, what is, like, is my need to dig into this shadow coming from a true and right place where it's like, I need to work on this mm-hmm. because it is needed, or I need to attain this object because I really love it and I feel like it really benefits me in some way,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or like this part of comparison, like, oh, I'm this slow on a spiritual journey. I need to dig for, you know, from a place where it's coming from a place of lack mm-hmm. or unworthiness mm. or like, oh, like, or comparison
mm-hmm.
with our object or shadow.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, other people are using crystals and mm-hmm. I don't want to be left behind. So maybe I should get some crystals too. So that I can have them, you know, working their magic on me in the background, no matter what I'm doing, and, you know, clearing energy and and expanding my solar plexus.
Totally. Yeah. And I've been there and I still do that sometimes. Yeah. I fucking love my crystal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting next to all mine. yeah. There's been times that I would, you know, have a crystal. It was just kind of like a grounding tool. I think crystals mm-hmm. for sure, because I do clear myself, you know, as part of my practice, just going out into nature and immersing mm-hmm. myself into nature, forest bathing, or, you know, cleansing in different waters, swimming in different waters. But when I can't do that, like a crystal can kind of help me really connect to that earth element or even a celestial element.
Wow.
Like right now I'm holding a sunshine quartz and it's, it just fits like in the center of my palm. It has a little bit of weight to it. And this one in particular, it reminds me of joy. So this was one that like, I go back to a lot. It's not like a tiny little thing. It has a little weight to it. Reminds me of like a juicy orange and the sun and summer, and that's like my season. So when I hold it, this one in particular will just like spark some joy. I would say this one's not like a shadow hunter for me.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, what are some of your favorite things that you have purchased that you're like, wow, this one I always go back to, or you might even have like some memories around when I got this, it really supported me in moving through this, you know, either a shadow or something you wanted to bring into your life, something you wanted to manifest maybe.
Yeah, totally. Okay, I'll share the first crystal I ever got.
Okay.
I think it was like in the beginning of my my spiritual journey. Oh my gosh, what was it? Oh, yes. Okay. It was a rose quartz palm stone.
Mm.
I actually was listening to a podcast. I got into spirituality through this woman called Manifestation Babe.
Okay.
Catherine Sinkina. And then I somehow just like expanded through my personal growth journey.
Okay.
Listen to this podcast. I was like, I have a crystal in my bra right now.
Yeah.
They talked about crystals. Yeah. And like they like directed me to this website, and I saw this website, and I started with this like beautiful little rose quartz palm stone.
Yeah.
And like, I remember working like a 9-to-5 at the time, super stressed out, just, exhausted, coming from like a long 12-hour day. No, 10-hour day. I didn't work 12 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
10-hour day. Wasn't that intense, but like 10-hour day, still. Walked through the door, and I saw the package come in, and I was like, oh yeah, like I got the crystal, you know, I totally forgot I'd ordered it.
Right.
And I opened it, and as soon as I touched it, I felt so clear.
Wow.
So re-energized, like a zing. And I'm just like, oh, this shit's real.
Wow. That's so awesome.
Like, this is a thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Because you weren't necessarily expecting it, too. Like, you, but you went full in. I love that you just went full in. And
what
like,
do you mean?
Well, full like, in. I would say maybe you didn't. You weren't skeptical, too. Like, you were like, oh, I listened to this podcast. Oh, I want to experience crystals too. Like, that sounds really cool. So it sounds like you didn't even have that moment. You didn't have a chance, or didn't give yourself a chance for doubt. And that opened you up to really experience it.
Yeah. Huh.
I
never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, in hearing your story, I feel like that's a deep message, honestly, that from what you shared. And it's also a really cool experience.
Yeah, totally. And honestly, I don't think I've ever felt that level of zing since. Maybe it was just like the crystal telling me, like, not to that extent.
Yeah.
Or maybe now it's a norm, or it's just like, okay. Because like, I felt energy from crystals for sure.
Okay.
But like, maybe it was like an activation or initiation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oof, right? Like, maybe I needed that experience. And I mean, when I hear full in, I thought like, I bought this giant crystal, blah, 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 like for the first time. No, like this was like a simple $20
right.
rose quartz palm stone that like was so needed. And it like supported me through the beginning. I mean, I think I've actually crystal gridded it actually in Peru when I was there. I left it there as a huge thank you.
Oh,
of like,
wow.
Like, I'm done with this now.
Yeah.
Right. And it was like so needed at the time, but it really helped me through the beginning stages of my spiritual journey.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh, I love what you just said too about offering it as a gift when you knew that part of your journey was like complete. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful practice. Yeah.
I'm having like so much like heart sensations right now.
Yeah. Actually, my first crystal was kind of similar too. It was a rose quartz, but it was shaped in a heart. Really small. And I carried that thing with me everywhere. Just because I wanted to open my heart more.
Did you get it? Like, what was your experience, or how did you get it? Why did you get it? And
were
you skeptical, do you think?
I think it was more hope for me. Like, I don't really know what to do, but this crystal might help me. It's supposed to help with the heart, and I'm just gonna like go for it. So yeah, it was more like faith. It was like a faith thing. Yeah, when I was in a difficult spot after getting a divorce, and I felt like I was rediscovering myself, and I just had a fear of being vulnerable and redefining myself. I was in the process of that. And so I was really wanting to open up heart energy. And that reminded me the rose quartz and being in the shape of the heart. And I just found it on Amazon. I was like, okay, yeah, I need a rose quartz. So
nice. Oh.
So crystals for sure. Like a lot of us have crystals. And is there anything that you have that you feel is like more unique? Like, is there anything in your collection that you, maybe it's not even necessarily considered a spiritual object, but you have it and you've assigned meaning to it yourself?
You know what? That's so funny you say that, because as you said that, I'm looking at this object that my friend got me that it's not spiritual in nature, but like it like instills in me this like sensation of like trust and courage and strength. And it's so simple. The backstory here, I'll go get it.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
Yeah, I'll go get it. I'm gonna show you.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Okay.
Ooh.
So it is this.
Oh, I love
and for
that.
Those of you that can't see it, it's a how would you describe this? Like
so it looks like copper. It looks like it's got like the gold, it's got like a gold rim, and then it's like maybe
it's a miniature bathtub.
Yeah, miniature bathtub. Yeah, miniature bathtub. Exactly. Thanks for just calling that out. Miniature bathtub.
But like, yeah, it's like a little mini like miniature bathtub. And I like the story behind it was I was going after a really, really hard breakup. Like about a year and a half ago now. And I called my friend crying, like, aww, not crying, but I was just like very
sad,
upset.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the relationship and I was just like, Adeline. I was just me like pretending to cry. But I was like, Adeline, like he was going to build me a rose quartz bathtub with plants around it right by a window outside an ocean.
Oh.
And then like telling her all of our aspirations. And
yeah.
I was just like, and he could really do it too. He knows how to build these things.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I was mourning the what if. Like,
right.
I was during the breakup, I was mourning what could have been and what will never happen anymore. And so we talk and like she talks me through it. And then a couple of days later, I receive this mini bathtub from her. And she's just like, in the card, she wrote, you're going to build your own damn bathtub.
Yes.
And it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was just, I love seeing it. I keep it right up my window.
Oh, that's
a bathtub amazing. In my kitchen window of all things.
Yeah. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. I love that. That's so amazing.
Totally. Yeah. I think of the fact that it came from someone else too made it extra special. But like even buying these little things, these little reminders for yourself that like, hey, this is possible. Like this can happen. That this is what will be, like what you can make happen.
Mm-hmm.
How you can co-create with the universe, how you can guide and alchemize.
Right. I've learned that for sure. It's like really fun sometimes for me to notice manifestations, just like simple ones, how they come about. And like you're saying, like your friend reminded you that, you know, this was something that you desired from a pure intention. And just because that one pathway didn't come into your reality in the way you thought it would, it still can, because that's just like a beautiful scene you described there. Like I love that too. Rose quartz path through my window with plants by the ocean. Like how healing and rejuvenating and grounding is that?
I have goosebumps right now. Like throughout all of my past vision boards. Oh, that's also a spiritual item as well.
Oh, yeah.
That I've kind of stopped doing, oddly enough, which I'll get into later. But like, all of my vision boards in the past have had like a woman in a bathtub with like beautiful ocean view.
Okay.
Which is like what I want in my future home. Like that's gonna happen.
Okay. Yeah. So
yeah,
we agree. That is definitely going to happen, Kiara.
It is so.
It is so.
The rose quartz was just an extra touch. I didn't know that was possible, but
yeah, I love how when we ask for things, they do come in. Just you have to be willing to like notice them and acknowledge them. For me, I find like the more I acknowledge, the more opportunities I have for more to come in. For my birthday last year, I love fresh flowers and I really wanted begonias. And begonias are not a winter flower. My birthday's in January. And I just thought about them, but I was like, oh, begonias, they're so delicate and pretty, you know. And my mom ended up giving me a birthday card, and on the front was a bouquet of begonias.
Oh, she had no idea.
And I just was like, wow, like, I am heard.
Yes.
I didn't speak that out. That was something I just had in my mind. And like, it came to me. So I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's like the universe leaving you little clues of like, this is in your sphere. This is like possible. Mm-hmm. It was a card, but like the fact that you acknowledged it and was grateful for like that reminder of begonias on this birthday card is just, it's really beautiful. And I think it also speaks to your soul.
Right. Yeah.
And your heart. Yeah.
And being open to the multitude of ways that your manifestations, your desires can be met. Like there isn't just one way. There really isn't. But I feel like at so many points in my life, I would get stuck. I would get so stuck on the one way and mourn if the one way didn't happen. I would be thrown into a tailspin of despair. And now hopefully I don't feel I do that anymore, but you know, I can move through things faster. Of course, if we feel like we really wanted something and we really moved towards it and it didn't happen, there's going to be that sense of like loss or grief. But I feel like for myself, I've been able to just move through them a lot faster. That's been a result of like all the spiritual work I've done.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Like any. Go ahead.
No, just like, I was just going to like ask you too, like what would be something that you feel just really gave you? I mean, we talked about the rose quartz experience, like one of the first things, but is there anything that you felt gave you a pathway to like, maybe even like a quantum leap? Is there anything that you felt gave you a quantum leap in your journey?
Two things.
Okay.
First quantum leap was my first ayahuasca journey, actually, which I mean, that's kind of that's kind of self-explanatory, of course. Mm-hmm. Plant medicine journeys are going to give you quantum leaps.
Right.
Which actually kind of leads into my second one, where I've kind of stopped doing plant medicines to grow in my life. And I've now like realized the medicine in my everyday life, and like the most mundane things,
right.
Like I've been able to see like little lessons and all of these things. And this past, I want to say October through December, I've been having a major quantum leap where it's like, I feel it. And like, it was this anticipation moment of like, okay, when is it? Like, when is it going to happen? Like, I know it's here. I was getting signs, all of these things. I was seeing grasshoppers to me.
Oh,
grasshoppers are the quantum leapers. Like they're like,
oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah.
And then one day, I had this insight where it's like, I was laying down on the grass, and this grasshopper was biting my finger ever so gently, where it was just uncomfortable. Like, bordering on the edge of uncomfortable and funny, and this is like an interesting I don't know if I like it, but like, you're blessing me with your bites, I guess. I don't know.
Touched by a grasshopper.
It was so gentle, and then I received this message, like, it gets to be gentle. Like, quantum leaps don't have to be these huge, like,
cathartic,
mm-hmm. like, deep, like, really hard things, mm-hmm. like most mm-hmm. ayahuasca journeys are.
Yeah.
Like, it can be gentle, it can be slow, it can be ticklish and fun and a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know?
Probably very uncomfortable. That's what it was for me. But, yeah, like, and I've, like, seen it, like, day to day. And even, like, in my studies, like, learning that the most sustainable things mm-hmm. are small and yes. gentle and predictable, or most of the time unpredictable, but, like, just small and gentle. Yeah.
Small and gentle. Right.
Like, that's when things really, truly integrate into your DNA, into your body, into your movement, into mm-hmm. your life, into your field. It's, mm-hmm. like, when it's, like, just small little steps towards your goals, towards your quantum leap, towards whatever.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Having the intention, because, like, if you have an intention to either heal something in your life or to get to another level, heal a relationship, a pattern, develop, you know, a deeper sense of either your self-love or connection, whatever it is, like, just holding that intention automatically will give you the opportunities. Like, as soon as you ask for it, the opportunities are going to come flooding in.
Yes.
And you don't need, that's where, like, we don't need the objects. We really just need our intention, but the objects can be like playful things that we use to remind ourselves of, you know, what we're doing or what we're anchoring into, or accessing, because, like, I'm a really visual person too. So it just helps. Yeah. Like, I'm a tactile person and a visual person. So these objects can be really helpful. But I've found too, like, as I moved through different stages of my spiritual development, now I do lean more towards like meditation and embodiment practices, rather than like, yeah, needing some external thing to get me there. Just like you were saying, like with the plant medicine.
Yeah, it's, I think it's holding both, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Like with most things in life, it's not just this black or white answer. It's like really holding both and like really coming into your own inner truth and your own body, like mm-hmm. what you need in this here and now moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we can get so stuck up in routine or like, I've always reached for this thing. Why not? Right.
Oh yeah.
It's definitely been my journey lately where it's like, I've grown out of that and now this works. And like, mm-hmm. while also leaving space for something else in the future to like help me or guide mm-hmm. me into this next version of myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For those things I've noticed, just using language, like, I wonder, I think that's mm-hmm. really helpful too. Like definitely if something's working through you, you find yourself moving through something and it's facilitating that. Yeah, I'll continue to do that. Like, there's been times I've drank cacao like every day for a couple of weeks, yes. which is a lot, or just
that cacao high though.
Yeah. Or I needed, you know, to make like hibiscus tea, like you know, drink that by the gallon for a while just to like get my root chakra together. But yeah, then once you know that's complete, like, oh, I wonder what else would support me and just being open to like what will drop in. That's kind of exciting. That's just the playful side. I feel that's the playful side of spirituality when we can use language like that and be really open.
Yeah, I wonder, like, how can I find the joy in life and in spirituality? And if that means not doing anything spiritual,
right,
that's okay too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, for sure.
When it just means like, yeah, titrating out of it or just putting it down for a while.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
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 Were you about to
equilibrium?
Say
no. Reflecting on what you shared. Always equilibrium. Like spirituality for me, it is a way of approaching life and for supporting myself. Being able to like step out of it at times to be, I don't know, somewhat like to not have to be more free, maybe, I don't know, to just like flow more or be a little more unstructured, going through my day to day and just like seeing what comes up. I don't know, or maybe just not shadow hunting for a minute.
That's always good. I mean, I really appreciate that. And I think I could learn some of, like, I can take some of that medicine you just shared forward. I think in me, I've noticed doing spiritual practices just to do them. You know, it's just like, oh, this will make me feel better. Like, I just got through a huge move and I've been feeling a little ungrounded. And it's like, but what actually works for me in this here and now moment? What do I actually need as opposed to what I think I need, what I've been told I need?
Right.
All of these things. And I shared with you this card pull that I had the other day. For those of you that weren't on there, it's I have the Wisdom's Keeper guidebook. I pulled a card that basically told me to listen. It's just like, get quiet and listen. You know, and I think especially in the society where it's like more is better, more, it's like, what would happen if I just took it all away and just sat here and listened to myself, to nature, to whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a powerful practice in and of itself.
Yeah. Well then, and then in the card, the wisdom keeper, after fully listening, like truly listening, he started picking up his tools again, but this time from like a true place, like true inner truth place. And from there is where he truly thrived. And I wonder if we were to instill wonder into it after truly listening, after like truly being like, okay, like what is here despite all of these societal expectations, even spiritual, like expectations where like if you're part of a spiritual community, people will tell you do this, do that, like you need this crystal, you need this, you need like you need this next big thing to truly be spiritual, when in reality it's like, what if I just sat still and listened, and from there truly listen to what my soul needs and desires right now?
Yes. And that's the sovereignty, that's coming back to your sovereignty, which is I feel one of the reasons we're here is to know our sovereignty and then to be able to act from that place. Like you were saying, instead of acting from a place of lack or comparison, but just that pure soul desire that knows what it's doing, that doesn't need validation.
The other day I was journaling on trust. Like I've been wanting to anchor into trust even deeper. And like I free wrote and I realized like trust comes from knowing. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but like it doesn't necessarily mean like an external knowing, but it's like this deep soul knowing of like tapping back into that. And from that like internal sense of knowing, trust naturally springs forth out into externally from us, through us.
Right. Yeah. Trust in yourself.
Yeah.
That's the most powerful trust, yeah. Trust in yourself, in your choices, in your actions. Mm-hmm. And getting feedback for sure from your environment, from your external environment, but knowing, you know, when to stay the course, when you need to shift, always coming back to your own trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what forges a beautiful, full spiritual life.
Yeah. What has your journey been with trust?
With trust. Okay. It's been a little complicated. Because for me, yeah, especially like when I was going through a period of like just so much change all at once, and not having the outcome that I thought I would have, I felt like I couldn't trust my choices. And that was really hard. I mean, what did I do? It was a process that I had to reconcile. It wasn't a helpful process, but what choices did I make that led me to where I am, which is where I don't want to be? And then wanting to like punish myself for all those things that I can't change, and having to accept, okay, you chose what you needed. You chose the best choice for you at the time with the information that you had. That was a real deep healing that I had to go through. And then really accepting that. Yeah, really accepting that and coming out on the other end and looking within myself to make choices for my life path rather than looking at everyone else around me and saying, oh, the way this person did it is the right way. Oh, the way this person did it, you know, and what do I need to do to be like them? And being able to say, okay, I'm my own person. I can trust the choices that I make, and they're going to look different from everybody else's choices, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So that was a long answer.
No, I love it. And I like one of the most powerful statements that I want to reiterate is, I think you said, I chose what I needed with the resources that I had. Like, like that is fucking potent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we've all been there. Like, I know I have.
Yeah.
Of like, I wish I would have done that. And I wish I would have done that. And like, that in itself creates this distrust of like, really, like, yeah. I mean, you made the choices that you had because of everything, all the resources that you had at the time. Like, there was no other way. There was no other options. You always had yourself. You always had your back.
Right.
Right. It's not like you were intently wanted to self-sabotage yourself. No.
Right.
Like, it's just all you knew at that time. And now, like, there's no point in comparing yourself to a past version of yourself in that way, at least.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Right.
Not with that lens of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
And like looking forward and reminding yourself of the ways in which you did have yourself, cultivating that trust.
Right. Right. And allowing myself to be where I am and then make choices from that, from this point, from this point. And just continuing to instill that faith in myself that I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward in a way that's sustainable and supportive. And my intention is to have a creative life. Than maybe I had originally planned.
I just got so shivers up my spine.
And I would love to, I mean, not love to, just believe the meaning that I want to assign to it is that I had to move through those things to be the person that I am now to do the things that I want to create. So everything was perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you feel is left for us to share with everyone?
Yeah.
I feel like we shared a lot.
We did. Is there anything you want to speak about? Definition of a spiritual lifestyle, perhaps?
Sure.
Or even so, what spiritual materialism can be.
What it can be. Okay. So I think I'll go with definition of a spiritual lifestyle.
Yeah, totally.
So for me, a spiritual lifestyle is one where I check in with myself often. And I give myself freedom to explore any resource or outlet that I decide will be nourishing for me at the time. And that could be, it could be a book. It could be just being in nature. It could be, purchasing something. Like recently I purchased my crystal singing bowls because I've just really resonated with those over the years. And I want to share those with people.
For those of you that don't know, Allison has an amazing voice.
Oh, thank you. allowing myself the freedom to explore things that I feel are expansive for my heart. But at the same time, knowing that I'm responsible for my own joy. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing outside of me that can give me joy or love. It's all within me. However, these things help me express it. They help me bring it from the inside out.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. That would be my definition. How would you describe it? I feel like it's a really big, broad topic.
Totally. Yeah. And like, I also feel to define something is to put it in a box at times. Or it's this like fluid, ever evolving phenomena that gets to be, that gets to change and morph as you change and morph. So maybe that's my definition.
Right. Yeah. I think the openness of allowing yourself the openness of exploration and movement without being stuck on any one practice.
And some would say that to be alive is a spiritual journey, right?
Of course.
We're all doing the best we can. And like, even people that aren't like spiritually aware or awakened, which is somewhere I used to be, like, when my spiritual level was very low, what is low, but like when I was when I was disconnected, I didn't believe in God or the universe or source or whatever. Like, I felt very disconnected from myself and from the earth and from other people. And yet there was this innate desire to do well for myself, to help myself grow and and achieve things. And it might have not been from a soul level quite yet, but like, there was this desire for growth, which I think in itself is a spiritual journey. Without certain elements, sure, but like, yeah, it's all in its path, and I needed that part of my life to be where I am now and to integrate different aspects of myself.
So looking at your life's journey, even when you weren't spiritual, seeing that as part of the spiritual path. I agree with that.
And I agree too with what you said, and like, it was exactly what I needed with the resources that I had, and with the trauma that I held. I grew up believing, I didn't have any major religious trauma like some folks do, but like, I grew up believing that the source of all wars and tyranny in this world was through organized religion. And like I had such a like bitter taste in my mouth around it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just interesting. Like I had to undo certain things in my own psyche, in my own what I was holding to like really be open myself up to the possibility of more. The possibility of more. I like that.
Ooh, that's a good one. I am open. There's an affirmation. I am open to the possibility of more. That's really easy to accept.
Yeah. Because possibility is all around us.
Right.
Everything. Right. Yeah.
I love that. I think that can be applied to the spiritual journey too. I'm always open to the possibility of more within my spiritual journey.
Yeah. Totally. Of reaching
more ways to express. Yeah. More ways to express, more ways to reach different levels, more ways to uncover any beliefs that are keeping me stuck or patterns. That's a really powerful affirmation. Thanks for sharing that, Kiara.
I mean, it just came through. It feels good saying it. Like I am open.
It does.
To the possibility of more in my life.
Yes. I am open to the possibility of more. I feel that's a great way to conclude too.
Totally.
Because we can be open to the possibility of more podcast.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. Thank you so much for hopping on this podcast with me and creating this and having this be our first for in different ways. But
yes, it's really exciting.
I know.
It's so exciting for me. This is my first ever. I'm in love with it already.
It was a total blast. Thank you so much, Allison.
Yeah.
And
you're welcome.
Is there any way our listeners can find you? I know you have Instagram.
Sure.
Is there any other methods?
I have a website. It's allisongorton.com. It's AllisonGorton. That's my first and last name. And I do have an Instagram page called at Making Life Magical.
Making Life Magical. I will put that in the show notes. I love you so much.
Okay.
And talk later.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. It's humans like you that make the world a better place. I really appreciate your continuous support, and if you enjoyed listening in, I would love it if you left me a podcast review. In the meantime, wishing you the most amazing day. Mwah.